I think people were a bit aware of it a couple of weeks ago, but like you say, I had to be patient and make sure everything was correct, and thankfully got it done in the end.
Certainly the word on the street was the early part of last week, it seemed like this deal was going to come together, and then a bit of a delay there. So is there some relief to finally get it done?
Yeah, definitely. It's what I wanted to do once I knew that they were interested. So thankfully we got it done. Thanks to everyone that sort of put in the work and got me up here.
And I think it's important to stress, isn't it, that you've had a couple of injury issues recently, but you did pass your medical. There was no issues there, wasn't there?
Yeah, no, apart from the medical, I did that the first time I come up. And, yeah, everything was fine. I mean, I've had a few injuries before, but they're all cleared up now, and I'm fit and healthy.
I guess it's a very modern-day kind of situation, isn't it, where there's perhaps things that need to be resolved between clubs and players. I guess you've just got to wait it out, haven't you?
Yeah, so I just have to be patient. And like I said, thankfully, everything got sorted out in the end. I'm not sure why it sort of prolonged, but I think it was because I had quite a sort of lengthy contract already with Charlton, and there was a few things to iron out.
So now at Sheffield Wednesday, this is a team that has got real ambitions of getting into the Premier League. Do you feel like you've joined a club that has got a bit of momentum going this summer?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell now because so many new faces and a lot of faces that maybe people don't know coming from abroad. So it's hard to tell, but the way the club was described at me and the way that they want to sort of go is the same direction that I want to find myself in, being a successful side, and hopefully that we can achieve that.
Are you a bit surprised that at Charlton, I mean, you were a regular, very well respected, the fans liked you, and the situation seemed to change quite quickly there?
Yeah, I found myself with a few sort of injuries. And, I mean, then we had the change of manager. I was injured through the change of manager last year. And I think he just decided on his team when they come in, they done really well. And just found myself coming out the side at the wrong time with the change of manager. So, I don't see why, what sort of happened really, apart from maybe the injury and the change of manager. I was just in the wrong place, wrong time.
And it is a fresh start now at Sheffield Wednesday. Is this a big move for you? Have you been someone who has, you know, predominantly lived in the south, and do you see this as sort of like a big thing to move up to Yorkshire now?
Yeah, definitely. It's what I needed, a fresh start, I think. Start over, got to win some new fans over, and players as well, gain their respect. So, yeah, it's definitely a sort of easy decision to make in that sense. But like you say, I'm a southern boy, so to move up north can be quite daunting, I suppose.
Now, as Wednesday go into this new season, a lot of people will have noted that they've signed some foreign players, but I think the other side of it is that there are proven players at this level as well. I mean, yourselves come in, Jack Hunt's on the other side at the right-back position, there's Kieran Westwood still there, Glenn Leuvens, Tom Lees, Lewis McGugan, Ross Wallace. I mean, you can reel off the names, can't you, of players who know exactly what to expect at this level.
Yeah, definitely. I think you always need that. It's a tough division to be in. So I think you need that base in the squad, that players that know the sort of division and know what to expect, to help the others through that maybe don't know what to expect come the start of the season. So, yeah, we've got a lot of quality in the side. Like you said, some that know the division and some that perhaps don't.
Well, with Jack Hunt, they've got a fullback on the right-hand side who loves to get forward. Are you similar to that? Do you like to get forward as often as possible as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big part of my game. I like to get forward and try and provide the strikers with some crosses. So, like Jack. I mean, I've known Jack from playing against him a lot. So we always had a good battle down that side. And Jack's a class player, so I'm looking forward to playing in the same team with him now.
What has pre-season been like for you then? I mean, did you know pretty early on that there was going to be a move somewhere, and was that tough to sort of know and have to sit around, and now here we are the week before the season begins and the move is finally completed?
Yeah, I sort of had a feeling that a move was possible. Found myself playing, I played games in pre-season, but perhaps out of position at left midfield, so it's nice to finally come. Hopefully I can cement down the left-back spot that I want, and we'll go from there.
I think I'm right in saying you've played at Hillsborough before, so what was that experience like?
Yeah, it's a massive sort of ground with a big atmosphere, so every time I've played here, that crowd behind the goal really get behind the side. And I think I said yesterday, I'm just thankful that they're beyond side this time rather than against me.
Well, the season is going to start very soon now. I mean, how keen are you to get going? How keen is the rest of the squad to kick this off against Bristol City at the weekend?
Yeah, I think everyone's sort of glad to see the back end of pre-season now. It's always tough to finally see the season coming upon you. I think everyone's just raring to go. I know I am myself. Just want to sort of get involved now and hit the ground running.
Internally within that squad, is the ambition to try and compete for promotion? Is that what sort of everybody is saying in that dressing room?
Well, I'd imagine so. I mean, I've only sort of joined up with the squad today. It was my first day. So I can imagine everyone in the dressing room is looking towards that. I mean, that's what every player wants to achieve. No one wants to be an unsuccessful side. And with the new owners and the players coming in, I'm pretty sure that everyone's sort of really up for it and hopefully we can achieve something.
Were you impressed with the ambition of the club when you had those initial talks maybe to discuss this deal?
Yeah, definitely. It's always a big part of, big part of moving up north and stuff. I wouldn't do it if I didn't feel the club was ambitious. I could have stayed at Charlton and seen out my contract or whatever, but I want to come and play games and I want to be in a successful side.